Ready today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into Hour 3. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls here. Talk to Michael in Kentucky. Start things out here this hour. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Ian. Everybody else.
Hey, what's on your mind, dude?
Well, I was just reading all the comments and all the Monday Night Quarterback about your whole being in jail and getting out of jail. I was kind of surprised at some of them. And I just wanted to call and say, I mean, you did what you had to. Like you said, you know, everyone needs to do their own form of non-cooperation. And I was they were making comments about how they were critical of the person that put up all that information about that woman, Michaela.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw that website.
Jailedactivist.info is where all the info is on Michaela, who is the bureaucrat that originally snitched me out about the couch in the yard.
And, well, they were criticizing that some people were writing emails or whatever, ostracizing her. And I was kind of confused with that because I live so far away. The only way I can be active with the Free State Project is to write emails and call people, which I did. I wrote her an email when I thought you were going to be in jail for 90 days to let her know. It wasn't like an angry email or anything. It was kind of like your apology letter, you know, not being adversarial to her, but just to let her know what she did was, you know, send the state after you.
Yeah, I appreciate you doing that.
So, of course, she works for the state, so I don't think she really considers that to be a bad thing.
Right. I mean, yeah. Well, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if you guys probably know.
She probably wouldn't like it too much if it was her boyfriend that got thrown in jail.
I bet she wouldn't, though. Who knows what she thinks?
She's likely better than Ian.
Yeah, who knows what we... Oh, that's her attitude, you mean? I don't know. Nobody knows what she thinks, because she won't say anything to anyone.
Well, she works for the city. She's not going to have any problem at all.
Maybe.
Yeah. Have you seen her? I mean, she looks like your average college student, graduate, greeny chick. I mean, I don't know. She looks like most of the chicks around here.
I bet
I could figure out everything she was going to say before she said it. She's so textbook.
I don't know about that.
Obviously, I'm just making assumptions, but come on. Look at her.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is kind of surprising, especially the comments. I would figure everyone would just, show the support and all that. So.
Well, I don't expect that at all. I expect critics, and that's fine. I mean, everybody can be critical. I mean, go ahead, be critical, but don't expect me to really give a damn about what you have to say, because I feel like everything I did was the absolute right thing. I don't feel like I made I don't feel like any of this was wrong. I think that I feel like the experience was beneficial to me. I know, obviously, it was much harder being on the outside for you, Julia, but I feel like, hey, now I've been to jail, too, and now we've got more in common than we ever have, because you've been to jail, and I've been to jail.
You've got your libertarian merit badge, your activist merit badge. You know, I think that there's something to be said on the other side, and that's kind of like, you know, some of these people that might believe that others would be less likely to move for the Free State Project or less likely to move as quickly or as soon. I think that that has some merit.
People are less likely because of non-cooperation to move.
No, because of you getting out of jail would be, less likely to move as soon as they would have for the Free State Project. Like, they might have rushed here if you were still in jail within the 30 days. And I can see where they're coming from on that, and I would want to acknowledge that. But at the same time, come on up here and get yourself thrown in jail, and we'll talk about you.
Yeah, I don't think that you should rush your plans as far as getting here. I mean, you did. I don't mean that you should drop everything and then come here just to try to get one activist out of jail. I think if you can move up your plans, that's fine. I mean, if you were planning on moving 3 years out and you now want to move in the next year, I think that's fine. But to just all of a sudden drop your life and move to New Hampshire, whether it's me or Lauren or Russell, I think that's a little hasty. I think that you should get your affairs in order and properly move yourself rather than maybe leaving your life where it is and then having to go back and then clean things up and then come back out. Seems a little complicated. We've got activists here. More are coming. Let's allow the natural moving process to happen. And, a lot of people are going to move up their move date. They're going to move sooner rather than later. Not next week, but maybe next year instead of 5 years from now. And that has definitely been the result of me getting put in this jail cell. It's also been the result of other activists that have done non-cooperation preparation. People move up their plans. I don't mean to next week, Mark. I mean, like, just moving it up generally. I think that's okay. Hey, thanks, Michael, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. You know, I'd like to also point out, Julia, you made the clarification, important point of clarification last hour, and that is that I had not spoken to you until Monday afternoon, and that was after I had had my video conference with Mr. Burke on Monday morning. So I had made the decision over the weekend to go ahead and ask for mercy from this guy. I made that decision based on the fact that I was in, and I had no real interest in staying for the 93 days. I'd been able to do it. I mean, if I had to stay there, I would have been able to handle that. It's not the worst jail in the world to be in, that's for sure. But I'd made the decision to get out because, number one, I want to be with you. Number two, I also didn't want you to be burdened for very long because, as you said last hour, you've got the technical know-how and experience to handle putting Free Talk Live on the air.
And I care enough, and I would absolutely have done that every single night.
But I didn't want you to be in the position of having to do that for 93 days. It's an outrageous sentence, and if I could do something to mitigate that, I would have. I'd also like to point out I had other backup plans as far as I had one particular backup plan as far as how to get out if Burke did not want to show any sort of mercy. I'm not going to reveal what that plan is in case I have to use it in the future, but I had a backup plan, and I think it might have been successful. And then, of course, there's the appeals process as well, which I could have gone through. Would I have been unprincipled for going through the appeals process? Would there be people critiquing me for not just sitting it out in jail and living the 93 days in solitary?
And what really does that accomplish? I mean, you accomplished what you would have accomplished by sitting in there for 3 days. I mean,
that's debatable. But
I think that there's an accomplishment made by going.
Like, the government isn't going to go away because Ian's in jail for 90 days.
That's the attitude of some of these people.
Absolutely true.
If I'd stayed in, then the government would dissolve or something.
In fairness, some people might have moved for the Free State Project more quickly.
Moving more quickly now.
I think some are, but some aren't. I'm sure some people are like,
well, that's
obvious. Whatever.
That you could say some are and some aren't any way you slice that. If it was 3 days, 60 days, or 90 days, you could say some are moving sooner, some aren't moving sooner.
And, well, you would at 90 days, you would say you've done everything to get people to move sooner. But the fact is it's a point of diminishing returns. Where's the value?
I think I can do more here on the air.
I concur. I want to make sure to hold you to the integrity of this because I feel that you have talked a great deal about civil disobedience and that kind of thing, and I can see how somebody might hold you up as the civil disobedience Jesus.
I'm sorry. I don't know why they would do something like that. It's just something I'm a fan of. That's all. I like people that do. I think the civil disobedience is very effective. I think non-cooperation is an important key to achieving the voluntary society, but to suggest that I'm some sort of the standard bearer for it, I don't know why anyone would think that. Anyway, there was also one more point I wanted to make about all this, and that is that I was thinking over the weekend and talking to the guys in jail about what the different options were as far as getting me out of there. And there were some that I would not accept. Like, I was thinking in my head, I don't want to, if they give me probation, I don't want that. Like, I want to get out, and I'm willing to take the suspended sentence. And certainly I'd be willing for them to just cut me loose, which they didn't do. It was a suspended 90-day sentence. So I was willing to go with the suspended sentence, but I was not willing to go through with probation because that would mean that the government bureaucrats could come to my home at any time and toss it if they wanted to. Just come on in, search through the entire thing just because they wanted to. They might be able to drug test me. They might be able to who
probation
knows?
Usually comes with drug tests.
Or you have to be at home after 10 o'clock every night. I mean, there's all kinds of rules that they can place on you in the world of
in
probation.
That you'll mess up, so you're back up in their little house of correction.
So I didn't want, and of course they could still throw me back in for some other some other misdemeanor or whatever, and then I'd be spending the 90-day sentence. But I drew a line between accepting probation and accepting the suspended sentence. Now, after I had gone and already begged for forgiveness, when I got you on the phone, Julia, I talked to you about this, and I said, well, you know, I'm wondering what they're going to do, because by the time I was talking to you, the decision hadn't come down yet from the judge.
Right.
So I didn't realize what would end up happening. And I said, well, look, if it's probation, I don't really want to do this. If you really want me to, then I'll go through with it. How do you feel about it? So I did ask for your input on that issue.
And I said,
you agreed.
No.
You agreed. Turn down probation. So if it had been probation, I would have been sitting in that jail cell. So I would have said, nope, that's okay. I'll stay here and sit out for 93 days. Thanks very much. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are free, so enjoy those, including live streams, broadband version of the program, dial-up version, and a webcam, all completely free for you over at listen.freetalklive.com. Again, that's listen.freetalklive.com. We talk a lot about the Free State Project on this show. It's not only because they're a sponsor, but also because we're all members of the Free State Project. Or
Signers.
Mm-hmm. Participants is, I believe, what they call their members. But participants of the Free State Project, in that we had committed to come to New Hampshire in order to get active for liberty in whatever ways we thought were best. And that's what the movement's all about, is to bring as many liberty-loving people here to New Hampshire and get active. Have them get active. And active, of course, means you do what you feel is right. Whether it's getting active in the political realm, running for office, doing things that are sort of tangentially related to that, like looking at legislation and rating the legislators. There's all kinds of different political things that can be done here, and the people that are doing them are having a tremendous level of success compared to any other libertarian movement around the country. Plus, there is a lot of other stuff going on. There's great media being created here in New Hampshire. Free Talk Live, of course, our friends over at Free Minds TV, Gardner Goldsmith's Liberty Conspiracy, so much to talk about. AnarchyInYourHead.com. So we've got everything from television to radio to newsprint with the New Hampshire Free Press. All of this great liberty media being generated here in New Hampshire. Come on up and get involved in that. Or get involved in some of the non-cooperation and the civil disobedience, especially those of you out there talking trash about all your critiques about my particular recent foray into the realm of non-cooperation. You guys should come on up here and you should do your own non-cooperation and show us how it's all done.
I think I'd like to point out that you would not talk down on, you certainly have always been a fan and always talked about non-cooperation, but I don't feel like I've ever heard you talk down on somebody. Like, for example, I know Lauren Canario and Russell Canning, both of them have been at some point in time decided to start cooperating so they could get out earlier.
Sure.
And I don't think I've ever heard you
Never.
Talk down on that.
Sam.
Sam also
decided that.
Oh, he paid. He paid one of the
paid, exactly.
Tickets.
And you.
And
were...
I don't think anybody can say anything about Sam.
Hell no.
I mean, God. Now, one might be able to make the argument that Sam didn't have the support network that you would have had because you're up here in New Hampshire, as you suggested. He should come to up here and do it, and because he would be in New Hampshire and have the support network. But then I don't think that necessarily means that you should do it because you would have the support network. You know?
Yeah. And Sam had pointed out that if he had been in my shoes at the arraignment, he would have called Burke's bluff. When I was at the arraignment, Judge Burke was getting very upset, and he threatened to arrest me if I said something else. And Sam made the comment that he would have called Burke's bluff, and I said, awesome, you know, I can't wait till you come up here and you do that. On that particular day, I wasn't ready to go to jail. Of course, a lot of people, nobody really critiqued me too hard for that. They could have, I guess, come out and said, well, you should have kept talking anyway just to, you know, see what he did. Well, I wasn't ready to go to jail at that point. So everybody has a certain point at which they're ready to do this kind of thing. And there's a certain level of involvement that everybody is comfortable with. So I found my appropriate level of involvement, and that ended up putting me in a jail cell. And so people want to critique. That's fine. I'd love to have you guys come up here and just do it yourself and then see how you feel about the situation when you're actually there. And somebody suggested that I think I'd read a post that suggested that you can't critique until you've actually tried it. Well, you can critique, but you don't really have any standing.
Right. Like one of the guys that was talking about how lame it was that you essentially got out of jail because you wanted to be with me, in the first sentence said, well, I don't have a girlfriend, but if I did, you know.
Yeah.
And the other guy,
well,
another
cheap.
Exactly. There was another guy who said that he thinks that it's more likely to get a free society than a girlfriend. So here we're talking about, you know, some guy who's never had a lady in his life.
Well, I in the past, Ian's been harsh on me for the level of, non-cooperation I'm willing to go with the government, because I'm not willing to not file taxes and that kind of thing. He's been harsh with me because I have a wife and a child, and I've set myself up in that, and Ian hasn't chosen to get himself into the wife-child mode, although he might as well be married to you. I don't see what the difference is.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why there's no reason to get married.
What's that?
If there's no difference, then there's no reason to get married.
Right. I got married for purpose of getting some free insurance that is now gone. And that's fine with me. I don't regret it or anything like that. So I think that what people were hearing was that Ian was a big proponent of non-cooperation, and you know, it's sounded now like it's like, oh, hey, you know, I never said this and I never said that.
Well, I can be a little more critical of you, Mark. just because you're here and that's what we do. We critique one another and we jump down each other's throats. And I really don't consider non-payment of income taxes to be anything that's particularly risky. That's all. I mean, if I'm jumping down your throat for that one.
It is, absolutely. I'm scared to death of not paying income taxes. I would rather go to jail for 93 days. I can set that up and that would be just fine with me. I'd rather do your whole couch nonsense than I would to not pay taxes. I'm petrified of that.
Yeah, well, because I guess they've done a good job of scaring you.
They did. They can get you for a year for each non-file, correct?
I don't know.
That's the punishment.
Probably.
You know that. There's a year for each non-file, and they're going to let you go 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. Bam! They hit you with a real sentence in Fed prison, where you do 85% of the time. Yeah, I'm not interested in that.
1-800-259-9231.
I'm not interested in that either. But I think that there will become a certain point at which, basically, I'm at the point where if they take any more of my money, I am going to have to stop paying because it's just too much.
Oh, I understand the being short tempered with it. I'm just saying that I would rather take a guaranteed 93 days in jail over a threat of 7 years. The chance.
Yeah.
And to me, that's just how I feel about it.
Well, Larkin Rose only got a couple of years, and he was one of the most visible tax freedom advocates out there.
Now who's more visible?
I don't know.
You.
Whatever.
Just letting
I'm
you know.
Still here. It's been 5 years now. I've been on the air talking about it, and you know they know where I am.
I'm not rooting for them, man.
Yeah.
You know I'm not. I'm just saying.
Well, they haven't sent you any letters yet, and they start with that. So
yeah, they start with letters.
They start with letters.
It's not like they're missing out on much money, quite honestly.
No, exactly. That's another
probably
thing.
Another factor, yeah.
They don't wonder how much money they're going to get out of you. You work for yourself, so.
Right. I mean, they can seize my bank account any old time they want to. I mean, I've got money sitting in a bank account, so if they determine that I owe all this money, and I don't know how they'll determine that because I don't know how they're going to get any numbers from me, but if they determine all that, then okay, whatever. So you stole some of my money, and... whatever. That's why I don't keep a whole lot of money in the bank account, just in case something like that does happen. So I don't consider that a big deal, which is why I rake you over the coals, and you do feel it's a big deal, and hey, that's conflict for the show. All right, but as far as you are concerned and what level of activism you want to do in the realm of non-cooperation, it's completely up to you. Now, Julia, you were talking about not paying income taxes, and we were actually discussing this in the car the other day, and it's actually probably more dangerous for Julia than it would be for you, Mark, because you are a self-employed person.
That's pretty much the only thing that stops me is that I could file exempt on my W-2 or W-4, whichever one you fill out.
But then you've got your corporate employer that's going to send the information to them anyway at the end of the year, so they're going to get your income information.
Right.
If they then decide that you owe X amount of whatever, they're going to just go back to your corporate employer and say, hey, you've got to take X amount of this money out every single week. And so they could totally just come and crack down on your employer and use them as leverage against you. And if you've got experience in this realm, we'd love to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, customers. We offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Survivalproperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com.
Sex with the Virgin Mary. She's waited long enough, and Jimmy Cahill, a boozing, carousing cabbie from Boston, has been tasked with finding the lucky guy. This libertarian novel is a great read, informative on the legal process, and sure to damn author Charles Webb to hell. Get it at amazon.freetalklive.com or go to sexwiththevirginmary.com. You can listen to an interview with Mr. Webb on Free Talk Live's podcast coming up on Saturday the 22nd, so this Saturday. SexWithAVirginMary.com. It's a great book. I read it, enjoyed it.
So just before we go on here, there is a pretty good question that has been asked, and that is, how do you feel, Julia, about forgiving Michaela, the bureaucrat that originally brought the complaint against me for the couch in the yard that started this entire process that culminated in me being thrown in a jail cell? Some have asked, how do you feel about forgiving her?
Well, Michaela is now numero uno on my blacklist.
Your S list?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's on the list. I'm not going to go to her house. I'm not going to mess with her. I can't honestly say that if she didn't come into Panera that I might not spit in her food.
Good Lord, you shouldn't say something like that. You're
I'm
a manager.
I'm just saying, like, it's
You've
hard
been tempted.
To say. I don't like her. I'm not going to go to her house.
You don't even make food, do you? Do you even touch food?
Yeah.
Okay.
First of all, I tell other people what to do, and that's the most important part here. And second of all, I can make food. I mean, I come
managers get their hands dirty. Good managers get their hands dirty.
Yeah, I do everything that everybody else does.
Just
I clean crap off walls sometimes if I have to.
Well, I'd
like to see Michaela do that.
Yeah, that's a fantastic thing. I've heard the story.
I'm not going to do anything to Michaela. I don't ever see Michaela. Actually, I have seen her at city council meetings before.
Mm-hmm,
I would never do anything to Michaela. I will not publicly state that I forgive her because I think that she's some nasty words that I am not probably allowed to say on the air. And
fair enough.
That's just how I feel.
Some people were curious. We go to Glenn in Missouri. Glenn in Missouri on the amp line. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I've been listening to the show for, I don't know, 3-4 years. And, mm-hmm. you know, it seems like the show has changed since your move from Florida to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Really? In what way?
Have you changed, by the way, in the last 3 or 4 years?
Oh, I definitely have changed.
Just want to make sure.
What have you observed?
Yeah, I came from Mark's position to Ian's. But yeah, what's changed is, well, you're talking more about the liberty activists in New Hampshire, you know, about their run-ins with the state and their dealings with authorities and your own personal ones. Mm-hmm. And to me, the change is that Free Talk Live is turned into a reality radio show.
It's interesting. Well, you know,
to some extent, it does chronicle some of the things that are going on here.
To some extent, that's a critique. Like, you can like it or dislike it, and that's fine. But we try to talk about Liberty News. So we talked about Ron Paul and his stuff as often as we possibly could and the things he's doing for Liberty. But when it comes to somebody who's, you know, not running on a national level, it's difficult to talk about politics. We certainly talk about, but I mean, if you don't have somebody running for president, you can't really talk about a Senate run in Montana or something like
that. Not relevant.
And when, you know, it's just not relevant.
It'd be relevant if the candidate for Senate was arrested for, like, having a firearm open carry or something like that. If the candidate's doing something newsworthy and worth talking about, then, okay.
We talk about civil disobedience stuff everywhere in the United States. When the guy fired up the cigar somewhere in Illinois for their
in the city council
ban.
Meeting,
right? In the city council meeting, when the guy with the boat shop said that people are gonna be able to smoke in my shop. When the guy with the bar in West Virginia said we're smoking here.
Ajita Camargo being targeted by the old lady in her 80s being targeted by code enforcement.
We try very hard to find stories of people who are doing things for liberty, on a personal level which we feel empower listeners, so that you can do things like that where you are, although we're a little frightened of people doing them because usually it doesn't go well for them. So, yeah, we do, but it's because it's working here, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to talk about the burgeoning liberty movements all across the country, but there aren't very many of which to speak, so we're stuck talking about New Hampshire.
I have a suggestion.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you need to rebrand the show. I think you need to come up with a new name. And I have some suggestions for your reality radio show.
Shoot.
I have my top 10 list.
All right. Go ahead.
Number 6 is Starting The Voluntarist.
The Voluntarist?
The Voluntarist, kind of like The Apprentice with Mark playing Donald Trump.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't think I want to change the name of the program. I mean,
it might be difficult with branding and contracts and stuff like that. But go ahead. I think that it's still it's still some good stuff. Go ahead.
Okay, number 5, NH Underground Idol. number 4, Freedom Fear Factor.
That's cute.
Number 3, Protesting with the Stars.
Nice.
Number 2, County Jail Survivor.
Oh, God. That's a pretty good one. If you're going to beat County Jail Survivor, you better come up with a hard hitter for number 1. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, no drum roll, but here's number 1. Keen 911.
That's cute.
That's kind of funny.
I do like, though, that you've observed that, you know, there is some level of a reality content to the show in that the actual hosts are involved in activism, more so now than we ever were down in Florida. I mean, yes, I was still an activist down there, one of the more active people in the Sarasota area, for sure.
It's difficult for me to see a point in some cases to being active. You know, outside of New Hampshire, I wouldn't feel comfortable doing it.
No, a lot of the things I'm doing here I never would have done down in Florida. No way would I have raised my head above water in the ways that I've done here. Yeah. But yeah, I agree with your analysis, I guess, of what has happened. And I think that it's sort of in a very unique aspect to this program in that it's not just us that are the activists, but, of course, the activists also are a significant portion of the call load that we get on this program. So it's a lot about what's happening here in New Hampshire. And I think that's okay because, really, a lot of the stuff happening here is unusual and newsworthy and stuff worth talking about that really no other radio shows are talking about. So we've got a lot of unique content, and your average talk show host can't ever claim to have done anything beyond have a politician on his show, you know, as far as his level of activism is concerned. I mean, what do these other talk show hosts do? They don't do anything. All they are a bunch of talent, and they right. That means all they do is they come in, sit behind a microphone, yap for a few hours every day, and they collect a paycheck.
Right, and essentially, you know, to some extent, they're attack dogs for their particular party.
Yeah.
You know, Rush Limbaugh, he said himself, he carried the water for the Republican Party, even when they weren't principled, they weren't doing what he said that they were going to do. He still did it, and to me...
And he still will.
And he will continue to do it. And to me, I don't really believe the political process is going to ever work for somebody who believes like me. So what am I supposed to do? Just complain? I can't do that. That's not my personality. So I've got to do something.
Thanks for the call tonight, Glenn. Good hearing from you. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
You didn't give me the opportunity to say how I felt about Michaela.
Oh, by all means.
I have a note about Michaela also. Well, it's been brought to my attention. Somebody said that I should not say that I would spit in somebody's food.
You shouldn't. It's unprofessional.
And, right. Well, that's what I was going to say, is that I really would not spit in anybody's food ever.
But
I never have.
Crossed your mind.
Exactly. What okay. I was just saying was I'm not so quick to forgive her, but I'm not going to go out and do anything to
Good
her.
Point. Thank you for clarifying.
Okay. Right.
Well, you know, and I understand the momentary, you know, slips of the tongue, things, you know, saying things that you might think about. I've certainly done it many times on this show. You know, she raises my hackles, the idea that this occurred, and I think that it wouldn't bother me if she just didn't know who the heck you were. Like, the forgiveness factor would be so much faster then. But if she was part of an overall conspiracy amongst some keen bureaucrats, I think so too. If she's a conspiracy, like, I want to know full confessions. I would want to know that.
More on the way here. You can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. Toll free number 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Hey, GCN listeners. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift this year, listen up. This message is going to make holiday shopping very easy. This year, give the amazing Survival Seed Bank to friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full-acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if necessary. And here's the best part. The price of Survival Seed Bank has been drastically reduced for GCN listeners this Christmas. You might even want to pick one up for yourself. The price goes back up January 1st, and the supply is definitely limited. Think outside the box and into the bank this year. Give a Survival Seed Bank by going to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365 to give the perfect gift.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report on Genesis 2 to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday.
If you want to protect your heart and your vascular system, you need to detox your body naturally. Cardiovite, K-A-R-D-O-V-I-T-E, combined with enzymes such as N-kinase, natokinase, VK2, the long-chain vitamin K2, reverse not only the toxic inflammatory changes in the body, reduce the inflammatory markers, but also protect and reverse calcification of the arteries. You want to stay healthy, your heart, vascular tree, and stay alive without any major health problems for your heart and vascular system, get these amazing products from NutriMedical.com, N-U-T-R-I-Medical.com, or call us to order at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871. The show is Monday to Friday, 2 to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time and 8 to 10 p.m. Genesis Network, ABC Affiliates, Global Star Satellite, and Star Guide.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. The economic disaster is taking food out of the mouths of our families. Farmers, food brokers, and grocery stores can't get credit to supply your food. Over a third of us can't afford to buy food and pay our other expenses. Lines of credit and cards are often cut back or canceled. Last year, the eFoods Direct Holiday Food Unit was a fun and exciting one-year supply with a great price. This year, to quickly complete our food supply preparations, eFoods Direct has created a very serious holiday unit. This super supply costs $300 less than the basic Liberty one-year supply and has more food. Safe food for less than half the cost of last year's groceries. For delivery by Christmas, orders must be submitted by the end of November. Good food is a gift of life and love this holiday season. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com is the place to go. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You've got stuff that you need to buy for your life and maybe gifts for others this upcoming holiday season. Go shop at amazon.freetalklive.com because you're going to get the brands you trust, the prices you deserve, and you're also going to be helping Free Talk Live. We'll get a cut if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. And one of the other things you might want to consider getting a friend or family member is a private email account from privacyharbor.com because, well, normal email isn't secure. In fact, over 35% of IT admins have admitted to snooping through their boss's email. So shouldn't your business or regular home email be secure? Privacyharbor.com is an email alternative that's both private and confidential guaranteed. That's privacyharbor.com.
They even have a free email that address that you can get.
Yeah, test the waters out, see how it is. All right, so we continue here. If you make the calls, we'll get you in. But otherwise, Julia, let's change gears a bit and talk about drugs.
Yeah, that's right.
What's the latest about marijuana?
The article is called Just Say Yes, which I thought was funny.
Because, I've said it many times.
Yes. Smoking weed may actually improve memory function and stimulate the growth of new brain cells among older adults, according to researchers at Ohio State University. But don't switch on that black light and turn up your favorite Doobie Brothers album just yet. It's important to note that none of this research suggests that elderly people take up smoking marijuana. Rather, their research suggests that low levels of the drug's active ingredient, THC, works to stimulate...
Tetrahydrocannabinol?
Yes.
Right.
Works to stimulate the production of new brain cells and reduce inflammation in the brain. While the causes of Alzheimer's disease are still unknown, researchers say that chronic inflammation could be a contributing factor to memory loss and that substances that reduce inflammation could aid in preventing the disease.
So if I understood you correctly, if you've got brain inflammation, THC could help reduce that inflammation?
That's correct. Low levels. So I found a bunch of articles. One said, like, a puff a day may help you remember it. So the idea is that that small, very small amounts of THC helps reduce inflammation of the brain, which is what researchers believe to be one of the causes of Alzheimer's.
And it just generally, it's saying that you could, it could help memory in general beyond the inflammation factor?
It says that it helps stimulate the production of new brain cells.
That sounds like a good thing.
Right, and the reason why I like reading these...
Marijuana, it grows new brain.
Right. The reason why I like reading stories like this is because...
Well, it's confirmation in what you believe.
Right. A, marijuana has a real reputation for making people dumb. And I absolutely do not believe that to be the case because I started smoking marijuana when I was 16. I'm certainly not dumber than I was when I was 16.
Certainly not. Some could argue, though, that you might have gotten smarter faster.
You could make that argument, but there's nothing to back that up.
Right.
There's no way to tell.
Right. There's no way to prove it. It's just one of those statements.
Right. It's just something. So marijuana has a really bad reputation for making people dumb. And so when I read things like this, it just kind of makes me smile a little. And also, I like to point out that, I mean, these studies are far and few between. We really don't know what marijuana is capable of or not capable of.
Well, usually they have to do the studies in some other country.
Exactly.
So the word of those studies gets over here, thankfully, because of the Internet. But if we could have the ability to study
this
plant.
We could know. Just think about all of the... And there are a number of drugs that I wish that we had, not me personally, but, you know, researchers had the opportunity to look into because... I mean, I can say personally, for example, MDMA has done a lot for me in a positive way. And so, I mean, who knows what these various different illegal drugs have the ability to do or not do. When I read things like this, I like to talk about them because...
Sure. And then, of course, they categorize marijuana in the same...
As heroin.
Yeah, I mean, it's to the government people, it's as bad as heroin.
Well,
and it's absurd.
It's a big black umbrella with... all illegal drugs are under this category, and they all ruin your life, basically.
Right, as though, you know, the idea is any Class A substance is exactly the same as any other Class A substance. They must all be just as bad for you. Maybe not in the same ways, but just as bad for you because they're all Class A's. And it's just not true. They're just as illegal. That's all.
Right.
And the government has said they're just as illegal. It's a bunch of politicians.
Arbitrary.
So, right, absolutely arbitrary. As though huffing gasoline or...
which is legal.
Which is legal, actually, or you can get it.
Well, actually, huffing gasoline is probably not legal.
I don't know about that.
It may not be. I mean, you know, how can the politicians themselves probably know they can't stop somebody from doing that.
Well, they can't stop anybody from...
It's not the use of marijuana that is illegal.
That's true.
It's the possession of it.
But usually when you buy a can of spray paint or something like that, it says on it, like, use anything other than what this can says it should be used for is illegal.
That's
and
right,
that
point.
Indicates
they try
huffing.
To threaten the crap out of you, but it's completely ineffectual. If you want to you know, snort spray paint, the metallic spray paints are supposed to be the best or whatever. If you want to ruin your brain and destroy your brain like that's going to do, and it is going to do it, that's fine.
Was the last time?
It's not the same. It's not even in the same neighborhood or the same zip code or the same country as marijuana.
Well,
I'm sorry. Alcohol is far more dangerous than marijuana. It's legal, and it's enjoyed by these same damn politicians that made marijuana illegal.
I make much worse decisions when I'm on alcohol, too, as opposed to when I'm on marijuana.
Like what?
I don't really want to go into detail.
Don't want to talk about that.
I'm just saying in general that, like, when I've done something dumb, maybe dumb and a little dangerous, it's not because I was smoking weed. It's more likely that I was drinking or doing something else.
That's a good point. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Paula, what are your drugs of choice? Paula in Florida is on the line with us. Paula.
Yeah, hi, hon. I'm glad you brought this up because I tell you what, this government doesn't like us having anything that's good for us.
Nope. If it's fun, they don't like it. I don't know if they're all good, but if it's fun, they don't like fun.
Well, the thing is, also is that marijuana also helps with your appetite when you're sick with cancer. It does a lot of good things for you.
It's also nausea suppression. The cancer and AIDS patients have to take a lot of nasty pills that do a lot of ugly things to your stomach and make you want to puke them up. So smoking marijuana can help reduce the nausea that will come from those pills, allowing those cancer and AIDS patients to keep those things down. You know, Paula, I'm surprised that you're now an advocate for medical marijuana use.
This is a natural medicine. I mean, my family are doctors. I mean, they were, you know, my grandfather's a natural doctor. He was a horse and buggy doctor, you know.
Have you ever smoked marijuana, Paula?
I tried it once when I was younger, and it just made
Did it make you giggle?
Yeah,
silly.
And then it made me hungry. But anyway, the thing is, hon, God left everything here to keep us healthy.
You know, I've always felt like that's the truth. Well, I don't know if it's to keep you healthy, but it shouldn't be illegal if it's just a plant.
That's right.
I mean,
like,
there
God's
are some berries
medicine.
You should not eat.
It's
absolutely.
God's medicine, and as a matter of fact, it looks like we're going to get away from these pharmaceutical drugs. There was a doctor that came, or a scientist that came on the air, and he said we're having to get away from the pharmaceutical medicine. We've got to go back to homeopathic. He said that's the only choice we have.
I don't know. There's a lot of people have some real good critiques of the homeopathic
specifically, but natural medicine, I've got a lot of good things to say about.
Yeah, and I mean, this is God's medicine. He said he left here for us. And I mean, there's the essential oils that are so good for you from the plants. And I mean, there's just so much there. And the thing is, we have Satan's kids running this world and running this country. And I mean, they're going to fight tooth and nail. But there are some attorneys that are going to be taking all the pharmaceutical companies to court for the aspartame poisoning that's in all the pharmaceutical drugs now. And anyway, so they may end up in jail along with the FDA.
Yeah, well, don't get your hopes up on that one, Paula.
Well, they just had it on TV that they're taking all the children off these pharmaceutical drugs that they've been giving them.
Oh,
and
I don't
showed
know
how
about
dangerous
that.
They
what
were.
TV channel were you watching?
It was on C-SPAN and Fox News, and they showed the guy from the FDA that is allowing the aspartame poisoning. And anyway, they're getting the kids off. They showed how dangerous it was.
I don't know if anyone is. I mean, Paula, I appreciate that what you're saying here. Like, I agree with you. I think natural solutions. I think there's really something to be said for that. And I think it's unfortunate how suppressed they are by the federal government. So I'm with you there. But I just don't know if there's ever been any real good evidence of somebody being poisoned by aspartame. I mean,
I've got all the information. Okay.
I believe you, Paula. I see where you're coming from.
My brother-in-law just died from it. He had tumors after tumors after tumors. I mean, they come right back.
In different ways. It just suggests that because somebody has tumors,
it causes aspartame. Other problems, too. It messes your brain up. I mean, it causes disease. That's why a lot of the children are overweight and obese.
Paula, what about Mark's mom? Mark's mom has been drinking diet soda for the last 20 years on a heavy basis, and she's perfectly healthy.
Uh-oh.
Do you know what this stuff does? It turns into formaldehyde in your body.
Well, she should be well-preserved then, I guess. Thank you, Paula, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you, as always. Is she all right, Mark? Your mom, she okay?
I worry about her health, but mostly from a heart standpoint. Her history, the family has a history of heart problems.
But otherwise, she's okay, right?
She seems to be operating now at 68.
Pretty good. Hey, it's been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night. Join us online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Listen.